USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his call to raise the corporate tax rate to pay for a massive infrastructure plan he has put before Congress.
What's going to grow America more? The super wealthy having to pay 3.9% less tax, or have an entire generation having associate degrees?
The president speaking at the White House. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is no fan of that package, saying it's way too broad.
What we're willing to do, I say we, the Republicans are willing to do, is to talk to the administration about an infrastructure package that's really about infrastructure.
Stocks are mixed, but the Dow setting a new record on Wednesday at the close. The Dow was up 97 points to finish at 34,230. The S&P gaining 3, while the NASDAQ losing 51. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot late Tuesday night after being set up by an attacker. That's according to authorities. Officer Brian Sherman, a 2-year veteran of the Nashville Police Department, was responding to a call that there was an active shooter when he was hit by gunfire. 3 other officers responded to the house when they were almost immediately hit by gunfire. Sherman was hit by a bullet in the upper arm. Betsy Smith is the National Police Association spokeswoman. She tells Fox News these attacks on police officers has to stop.
We've got police officers leaving. We've got a vilification of law enforcement from our politicians, from our media. And so law enforcement officers, they're either leaving the profession or they're engaging in what we call de-policing, right, where they're not really getting involved until they absolutely have to.
Exercise company Peloton is voluntarily recalling its Tread and Tread Plus treadmills over safety concerns. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines. The Biden administration is planning to crack down on elected officials who attempt to legislate against the aims of the LGBT movement at the state level. The new information coming from Alfonso David, head of the Human Rights Campaign, America's most powerful LGBT organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Utah ended mandated limits on gatherings and social distancing related to the coronavirus yesterday after the state reached several metrics laid out in a so-called COVID-19 endgame bill passed earlier this year. A pet dog died and a home was lost early Tuesday morning after a fire blazed through a trailer at the St. George RV Park and Campground while the occupant was at work. The Utah Wildlife Board approved a decrease in the number of general season permits for the 2021 deer hunt during Thursday's virtual public meeting. And Utah Governor Spencer Cox signed an executive order Monday forbidding the irrigation of state facilities during the day while encouraging local governments to do the same. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny today and 91, clear tonight and 55, sunny tomorrow and 95. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The only virus we're fighting is gullibility. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hello, my name is What's-Her-Face. Recently, several of my colleagues and I were deleted from Instagram for telling the truth about... I'm sorry. For spreading baseless theories and dangerous misinformation about one of our modern medical miracles, one that I dare not speak of. Today, I would like to offer my... What was it?
Sincerest apologies.
My sincerest apologies, and I come to you with a special announcement. I am now a proud member of the cult of Scientism. I am here to assure you from firsthand experience that the shot is 100% safe. Aside from the heart palpitations, brain fog, facial paralysis, heavy period, breast swelling, blood clots, schizophrenic tendencies, and feeling like my soul has left my body, I feel like a brand new woman because my DNA has literally been altered.
Okay, that's enough.
Just kidding.
Just stick to the script.
I said what you asked me. Thank you very much for watching, and please remember to continue complying because we will be going back to normal in approximately 2 more weeks. And if you can, please support my Patreon. Because I had to shut down my business to appease the masked zombies.
Keep being a funny guy. I said that's enough.
I mean, I gladly sacrificed my livelihood for the greater good. All right, guys, until next time, don't forget to double mask and stick the testing swab right up your ass. Is that good?
Oh, I love that clip in so many ways. Let me count the ways. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy to have you because we have some really good information for you today, and I really want to get this to you. In fact, of course, I invite Melissa on because Melissa comes on every single Wednesday for like 5 years. Anyway, welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you, Kate.
Melissa Smith. So I want to play something for the audience. Let's play this because this is just so vital and very interesting. Okay. This comes from Mike Wallace. This was done back in the 80s. And just listen, because he's going to say something about 1918 flu, the President Ford is, okay, about swine flu. And of course, they always harken back to 1918, which started at a military base, because Melissa's the one that did that show with me. And her father, the journals that came from her father, their family, cemented a lot about 1918. It was very, very crazy show, and I played it on rerun. But think about when he cites 1918, and then think about the cause of swine flu, okay? So here is Dan Rather. Let me share this with, Dan Rather, Mike Wallace. They're all the same, but okay, here we go. Mike Wallace.
76. That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, 2/3 of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We picked up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
That's not true.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve
I'm
was
going
Julie Roberts.
To, so this was she about was, a case, but I want to move ahead for just a moment, and I want to give you the rest of a little bit more of this story that Mike Wallace is telling. Here we go.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. An Army doctor here sent samples of their throat cultures to the New Jersey Public Health Lab to find out just what kind of bug was going around here. One of those samples was from a Private David Lewis who had left his sickbed to go on a forced march. Private Lewis had collapsed on that march, and his sergeant had revived him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But the sergeant showed no signs of illness. A few days later, Private Lewis died.
If this disease is so potentially fatal that it's going to kill a young, healthy man, a middle-aged school teacher doesn't have a prayer.
The New Jersey lab identified most of those soldiers' throat cultures as the normal kind of flu virus going around that year, but they could not make out what kind of virus was in the culture from the dead soldier and from four others who were sick. So they sent those cultures to the Federal Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, for further study. A few days later, they got the verdict, swine flu.
But that much publicized outbreak of swine flu at Fort Dix involved only Private Lewis, who died, and those four other soldiers who recovered completely without the swine flu shot.
And that's it.
If I had known at that time that the boy had been in a sick bed, got up, went out on a forced march, and then collapsed and died, I would never have taken the shot.
The rationale for our recommendation CDC was not on the basis of the death of a single individual, but it was on the basis that when we do see a change in the characteristics of the influenza virus, it is a massive public health problem in this country.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
He looks uncomfortable.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
That's it.
There had been cases in Australia that were reported by the press, by the news media. There were cases in...
None confirmed. Did you ever uncover any other outbreaks of swine flu anywhere in the world?
No.
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present.
Sound familiar?
Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot. This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested. What it didn't say was that after those tests were completed, the scientists developed another vaccine. And that was the one given to most of the 46 million who took the shot. That vaccine was called X-53A.
Wow, they lied? Wow, I'm in shock that they lied. And by the way, I don't know if anyone noticed this, but this was a breakout at a military base, just like 1918 was in Kansas. The other thing, I don't know if anyone noticed, President Ford said 500,000 deaths by 1918 flu here in America, 20 million worldwide. What are you told every 5 minutes right now? You're told that it is almost 700,000 deaths now in America. See how they keep upping the number? And then it's 50 to 100 million people, not 20. Because they keep saying they didn't know how to count in 1918. So there's so many things here, but isn't it interesting that both start at a military base? I find that kind of interesting. And the other thing is informed consent much? No, because they weren't told about any of that. They weren't told they were being given a different shot. And even today, they're saying experimental shot, and people aren't even listening to that. All they hear is the word vaccine. Melissa, did you want to comment on any of that with Mike Wallace?
I think where we're going to go today in the next little bit is going to be all about informed consent and the role that the government plays in that. It's a very important issue.
Right. Before we get rolling, we have one phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Melissa and I.
Yeah, when you put some dots together, don't you realize that 46 million Americans were injected with an untested vaccine 35 years ago? Now, 35 years later, those same people are the susceptible group to a new virus.
Ooh. Hmm. Ooh. Ooh. I love the food for thought there. Thank you. I love it. Thank you. I love this audience. Can I just tell you? Okay, go ahead, Melissa.
Well, let's get in the Wayback Machine again.
Okay.
Lots of people are aware of this, but between 1932 and 1972, the U.S. Public Health Service conducted some studies on untreated syphilis patients, 600 impoverished African-American men. Those studies were conducted without any informed consent. This is the Tuskegee experiments.
Mm. Okay.
Some of those people were actually given syphilis in order to see if the treatments would work. And it was all done without any knowledge that those people were participating in the study.
Did anyone go to prison for that? For doing exactly what we accused the Nazis of doing that they got out of? I mean, and some of them didn't, but a lot of them did. I don't know.
No medical researchers. Hmm. This is a direct quote from a paper on the project, on Tuskegee, and some other issues we'll explore here in a minute. But it says, quote, no medical researchers were ever held accountable for the Tuskegee experiment.
Interesting.
And 1932 to 1972.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about ancient history here.
Oh, no. No. This is
they
just right in our backyard.
They continued clear until 1972.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to play just about 30 more seconds of this, and then you're gonna roll with this story. But let me play Mike Wallace interviewing the CDC head during swine flu. Here you go.
Was X53A ever field tested?
I can't say. I would have to.
It wasn't.
I don't know.
I don't know, as the CDC head?
In charge of the program.
Wait. I would have to check the records. I haven't looked at this in some time.
The information form,
the consent form,
also supposed to warn people about any risks of serious complications following the shot. But did it?
No, I had never heard of any reactions other than a sore arm, fever.
Sore arm and fever, she said. Arm and fever were the only reactions she was told about. There was no informed consent that they were taking a different shot than what they were told. And so we're talking about informed consent when we come back, more with Melissa. And let me tell you, this is a deep hole of deceit. And I sure hope we're recognizing this. Do not pony yourself up and put your body on the line for the experimental DNA changing shot they'd like to get you right now. Please don't. Wait this out. I promise history should teach us to wait this out. Wait it out. Wait it out. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. I am yet to meet a man that enjoys taking the pill for erectile dysfunction. Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has something different. We're the only ones using the two most advanced and powerful forms of acoustic wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology possesses unprecedented qualities that can rehabilitate erectile tissue and is the new standard of care for ED. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want to get your love life back with proven technology, call us right now. Those that do will receive the initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We'll also include an enhanced special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's totally free to those that call now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 435-922-7000.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Make your home stand out. Catch the attention of onlookers and gain admiration from your neighbors with a beautiful landscape design from Patriot Pools and Landscaping. A home can only look as good as its surroundings. And while a mowed lawn, a fence, and a few trees here and there are enough for some households, professional landscaping in Utah is a must if your home is to stand out from the rest. Good landscaping turns simple, natural elements like rock, water, and plants into eye candy. Call Shane at Patriot Pools and Landscaping today. 435-669-4100.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
You've heard of impulse buying. Let me tell you about Tempulse buying. It's what happens when you lie down on a Tempur-Pedic mattress, and within 2 seconds, you're saying, oh, I'm getting this baby. I mean, like now. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We've got a large in-stock selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses, including the one that's perfect for you. There's nothing, I mean nothing like them. Best in the world, plus free delivery and no interest financing for 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
I'm here with the fellas from Ionix Smart Solutions. What would you say makes Ionix different from your competitors?
So what we like to do is we like to kind of pull the curtain back and let everyone see what the benefits are of solar. We want everyone to make educated decisions and know exactly what they're getting into.
Right now we've been given an offer where we can do 12 months, no payments.
Our interest rates are as low as 1.99.
So how do people find you?
IonixSmart.com.
What's your phone number?
435-272-2410. Give us a call and see what we can do for you.
Share the rain. Rain Dance Dry Cleaners offers free pickup and delivery on your laundry and dry cleaning. New customers receive $10 in free dry cleaning, and when you share the rain with your friends and family, you'll get another $10 in free dry cleaning. Rain Dance services vacation rentals, Airbnb, commercial, household, while making you and your environment eco-friendly and always looking your best. Download our app today. Share the rain with Rain Dance Dry Cleaners.
Being an athlete is hard work. Training schedules can be brutal and the margin of victory small. What if you had a way to improve the results from all of your training? At Inside Out Hyperbaric and Wellness, they help athletes discover how to maximize their genetic potential. Through hyperbaric oxygen therapy and other regenerative solutions, their athletes perform better and recover more quickly. Schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Ryan Brinkeroff from Inside Out Hyperbarics. I'm on the radio today to say thank you for all of those who took time out of their busy lives to vote for us, Inside Out Hyperbarics, in the Alternative Therapies category for Best of Southern Utah. To give back to all those who voted for us, we are launching our biggest sale of the year, up to 30% off of our most popular hyperbaric packages, and this includes our extremely popular in-home hyperbaric units. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Give us a call or find us on the web at InsideOutHyperbarics.com. Inside Out Hyperbarics, bringing out the best in you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Guacamole,
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 guacamole.
We'd be making guacamole all night long. Guacamole,
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 guacamole.
We'd be making guacamole all night long.
I love that song. Texas Tornadoes. They also sing A Little Bit Is Better Than Nada. Sometimes you want the whole enchilada. Don't want the whole enchilada. Anyway, love those guys. And it's Cinco de Mayo. So if this plays on a rerun, it's not Cinco de Mayo, but it's Cinco de Mayo today. And I just wanted to, I love guacamole. make sure you go over to Mike Lindell, Mike Lindell's new site called Frank Speech. It's awesome. And it's censor free. I just have to laugh because Senator Mike Lee wrote a very pandering letter to Jilly Biden, her fraudulency. And as she came to my state and he was, you know, telling her how we were being such a good boy and we were rolling out the experimental shots and we were doing all these amazing things. And can you just please like us? Like me, really, really like me. And I have to laugh because I used to be a fan of Mike Lee until I just realized that he just really isn't standing for the Constitution. And so as much as he says he is, and he actually got censored on Facebook. It was a COVID fact checker that came up on his letter to the Vice President of the United States. I found that kind of funny because she was visiting our state. Anyway, Mike Lee fact checked. Isn't that nice? By Facebook. So with that being said, we need Frank Speech more than ever. So frankspeech.com, I will be transitioning over there. And I just wanted you to know that you can sign up now. And it's been a week and a half, 2 weeks of crazy. But now you can go ahead and sign up and be part of that. Let's kind of move everything over there. Mike Lindell did a great job. Also go to mypillow.com because mypillow.com supports the show. We have a partnership and you're going to get the very best products you've ever had in your life. The best sheets, the best highest quality sheets, and also towels and bed mattresses. They have the best mattresses, you guys. They're brand new. And they also have mattress toppers that are unbelievable. The slippers, too. And Melissa knows this because Melissa has the slippers. Right?
Yeah, I do. I have a sad story about it.
What?
I kicked my vacuum cleaner this week. It was not a hostile act. It was an accident. But I believe I may have broken a toe.
Uh-oh.
And the only shoes that I can put on right now are my slippers, Lindell slippers.
Because they're soft. All
squishy and comfortable. Oh, and I have to wear something. So,
well, it's a great gift idea. It's a great gift idea. And with Mother's Day and Father's Day, this is a great gift. And for weddings, you need gifts. But this supports the show. And I'm seriously asking you to do this because we need to keep truth in radio, don't we? No one else is going to play a Mike Wallace clip for you. That absolutely annihilates the narrative being given right now because we just went through that narrative and we should have learned something. And here I am playing mainstream news, right? That was mainstream. And look at our mainstream today. So Melissa, by the way, when you go to mypillow.com, please put the code Kate in and you'll get up to 40% off. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to love these products, by the way. And just you're going to feel really good about helping radio. Helping truth in radio. Okay, Melissa, let's talk about informed consent because this is just, I think this is insanity that we are enduring this again because that Mike Wallace clip should have shown everyone, oh my gosh, not only did it start at a military base again, what are the odds, but also the fact that they don't really believe in informed consent. They're not informing everybody that this is not a vaccine. It's the biggest lie of the century right now. This is not a vaccine. The vaccine is not a traditional vaccine. So please enlighten us.
Well, I just love to read policy papers. Mm-hmm. That's just my thing in my spare time,
policy
right?
Papers. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love a good policy paper? Anyway, there's a very interesting policy paper that was drafted by a group called the Rebecca Project for Human Rights, United Africans for mm-hmm. Women and Children's Rights, and the National Council of Negro Women. The name of this policy paper is Non-Consensual Research in Africa, mm-hmm. The Outsourcing of Tuskegee. And what they're talking about is what has been happening. This policy paper is a little bit dated. It goes back to the Obama years. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any vision that anything has changed. And in fact, you will see many of the same the kind of the MO of the pharmaceutical companies and researchers now being transmitted here in the United States. The same thing is happening here. When you say they're not telling us that this is not a vaccine, that's part of the problem with them not giving us informed consent. Anyway, what's happening in Africa, what has happened in Africa over many years is pharmaceutical companies want, they need human populations to do drug trials with.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that their vaccine works or their treatment for HIV is going to work or AIDS is going to work. And what they have done was they systematically mislead people, common people, their research, potential research subjects, into believing they're getting free health care when they are actually being enlisted into research projects. So, for example, there's several different countries this has happened in. It's happened in Nigeria. It happened mm-hmm. in Cameroon. It's happened in Ghana. It happened in South Africa. If we can, we can look at Nigeria. In 1996, and it's always the same culprits. This time it's Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Pfizer had an antibiotic drug called Trovan that they wanted to test during a meningitis outbreak that was happening. So they did not provide the families with any information that this was an experimental drug. They never disclosed potential side effects that they already knew about. And I believe that this is the drug that had already been rejected for trial in Canada. So they just moved offshore. You know, let's just leave North America where the standards are harder to meet. Right. We'll go. And I have kind of labeled it as medical imperialism. We'll just go to Africa. Nobody cares what happens there, right?
Right.
Nobody's going to defend those people.
Let me tell you something about that too. I went down a rabbit hole on this, and you know, I don't think I ever brought this to air, but there are so many church groups that have been sort of a little bit hijacked by some of the people in pharma, and all of a sudden they're going to Africa and they're doing these little trips to Africa. And I know they're doing it with the best intentions, those that are members of churches, right? Christian churches, and they're going over to Africa to help out. Okay. And this is where they're doing so many of the guinea pig trials, like what you're saying right now. And so many people think they're helping, and the pharma guys get to go over and spread some of their pharma propaganda and get towns ready to go for these shots. And they don't give them informed consent. And this is going on right now. And there's a lot of groups that are taking a lot of cash for doing these kinds of things. And I wish there were more investigations on this, because I think there's not everyone involved, because I think there are good intentions, but there are people at the helm that are making decisions. And all of a sudden on the board of these so-called nonprofits, you'll see a huge member of pharma sitting on the board then. Right? Like just immediately all of a sudden. And I just wanted to let people know that it's a problem.
Well, what happened ultimately in Nigeria was the record keeping was so sloppy mm-hmm. and so poorly maintained that they do not know how many people actually took the drug. They do not know how many subjects it was tested on. They do know that there are no informed consent forms available for any of this. And they had at least a minimum of 11 children died, and others suffered permanent brain damage from the experiment. And those people, fortunately, or unfortunately, as the case may be, I mean, how do you compensate someone for having their child brain damaged or dead?
Right.
But Nigeria and some of the people internally at Pfizer that were part of this,
mm-hmm.
There was one doctor, a guy named Dr. Waterspiel, was an infectious disease specialist who was working with Pfizer on this. He kept saying to Pfizer, you are breaking international law here. This needs to stop. We need to stop. And you know what the result was for him?
Mm-hmm.
He was fired.
Kind of like the CDC head over the swine flu. All of a sudden working in private. Interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
just listening to that.
What the MO here is, and we can talk about it in another situation, between 1996 and 2006 in Ghana, it's called the Navrongo, Ghana. They had a doctor, and I'm not sure which, he was affiliated with Columbia University, but he also sits on the Population Council.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very vocal, and, you know, we slow the population growth. We need to slow the population growth. So they went to Ghana, And we're injecting thousands of impoverished and illiterate Ghanaian women with Depo Provera.
Right.
And they were not being informed that that's what they were being injected with. So they were being given contraceptives that they did not know that they were getting because the doctor wanted to try it out. And because, you know, doesn't Ghana need less population anyway?
Right, right.
Really?
Right.
So no, yet again, the women were told they were getting routine health care. These are poor women. They don't have many medical options. And they were informed. They were never informed that they were part of a study. They were just told, come in here and we'll give you an exam.
Oh, geez.
You know, we'll make sure that you're healthy. What they were actually getting was contraceptives that they didn't know they were getting.
Ouch.
By the way, the Navrongo Health Research Center got their funding through the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and USAID. Three culprits, wherever you go, you find those
it's
names.
It's always the same names. And when anyone wakes up to this awful situation that we're in, isn't it interesting that we're all drawn to the same culprits? Over and over and over again. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, the other piece of this that's kind of ugly is the way in which they suck doctors into their vortex, like native doctors, African doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And big pharma guys blow in with a big cash wad and they say, you know, if you help us bring your people in here, we will fund your clinic. We will pay you for every person you can get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's 3, 4, 10 times what those doctors would ordinarily be able to earn. It's funding their clinics, whatever. And it's an opportunity. They make promises to them, the pharmaceutical companies. We'll put your name on the research paper when it's published. We'll get you contacts at Johns Hopkins. We'll get you connected with the CDC. And your career, you will be able to come to America and make a career there. The problem with that story is when there are none of these informed consent things, the doctors, if there's a doctor, an African doctor that says, hey, wait a minute, I want out, they can't publish those papers in the U.S. without informed consent.
Yep.
That's illegal and that's documentable.
Ooh.
So the African doctors are in a spot where if they come clean about any of this, their careers are now ruined.
Interesting.
They cannot. It makes it very difficult for them to be whistleblowers.
We're going to come right back. We'll stop there. We'll come right back. More with Melissa on this. Informed consent. Very interesting history we have on this. A lot of lying, a lot of deception. It's no shocker to me. Is it a shocker to you? Well. Anyway, we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. Be right back.
Are you close to retirement and over 62 years old? A reverse mortgage could be your key to financial freedom in retirement. Heritage Reverse Mortgage is offering a free lunch and learn seminar on reverse mortgages. Come learn the facts with Southern Utah's reverse mortgage specialists. Space is limited, so call today. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage, 435-359-9000 to RSVP. That's 435-359-9000. Or sign up at heritagereversemortgage.com.
NMLS number 1497455.
Are you tired of bad blinds? Pull over, stop what you're doing, and give Budget Blinds a call. Hi, this is Amy. Budget Blinds make blinds easy and affordable. Whether you want automated shades that close with the touch of a button or app, or manual blinds for 1 or 20 rooms, I promise they can work with any budget. There's a reason more people in Southern Utah choose Budget Blinds. So say goodbye to those bad blinds and hello to Budget Blinds with your free smart home consultation. Call or go to budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com.
Are you tired of paying too much for your ink and toner? Have you decided to purchase ink online for a better deal only to find that you've received an inferior product? St. George Ink and Toner is the local trusted authority for your printing needs. St. George Ink and Toner is less expensive than the big box stores and higher quality than anything you can find online. All products have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Come see why everyone is buying from St. George Ink and Toner at their new location, 237 North Bluff Street.
Hi, I'm Dr. Plum from Plum Dental.
You know, one of the convenient things about wearing a mask is it hides missing or broken teeth or other dental issues that you might be struggling with. Now that restrictions and mandates are being eased, we can help you take off the mask and proudly show off your smile. Our well-trained team and modern facility can meet any need and ensure that your treatment is comfortable and effective. It's why we've been voted best in Southern Utah. Visit PlumDental.com to learn more about our new patient and seasonal specials and schedule your visit today.
Your car runs great. We can make it run faster. Your car sounds good. We can make it sound better. Your car looks good. We can make it look better.
Visit Bose Auto Parts in Cedar City or their new store in St. George on the corner of Sunset and Dixie Drive.
Coming soon at the Haven at Sky Mountain, The Villas, an independent and carefree lifestyle. Drive up to freedom from home ownership, where The Villas residents will have access to services and amenities like weekly house cleaning, laundry services, all-day, anytime dining, activities, pickleball, swimming pool, exclusive clubhouse, and dog park all included. The Villas at The Haven at Sky Mountain, where friends become family. Call 435-674-7883 or havenassistedliving.com. Voted best in Southern Utah.
Folks, after the year we've had, I think it's time to clear the air. And installing an air scrubber with A-Zion Mechanical can do just that. Using certified space technology, the air scrubber uses ionized particles that attack contaminants in the air and can easily be installed within an hour into your existing air system. What that means is it immediately starts scrubbing the air in your home from viruses, bacteria, mold, and even cleans your air ducts. Take that, science fiction. So call A-Zion Mechanical at 435-680-9180 and ask about the air scrubber today. A-Zion Mechanical, their goal is your happiness.
It's 2 a.m. and my wife is snoring so loud I can't sleep. I tried sleeping in the other room, earplugs. I even suggested she see a doctor. It's so loud.
Don't be this guy. Come into the mattress store today and get a Tempur-Pedic with sleep tracker technology that responds automatically to stop snoring.
Hey, it's 2 a.m. I'm trying to sleep.
Sorry. Four Southern Utah locations. Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington by Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody.
Gentlemen, listen closely. Are you having trouble with intimacy in your relationship? Well, it's not your fault. Scientific evidence supports the fact that erectile dysfunction can be caused by plaque or damaged blood vessels. The good news is that we can help. At Prolong Medical Center in St. George, we treat this underlying condition with advanced acoustics waves to help restore natural and long-lasting results. This non-invasive procedure is safe and effective, and in just a few sessions, you'll feel the healing effects. Don't just take our word for it. Acoustic wave therapy is making news in articles and studies around the world. At Prolong Medical Center, you'll receive a custom treatment plan designed to promote healthy blood flow, and over the course of six sessions, you can experience unprecedented long-term results that significantly improve the quality of your life. This is an effective treatment plan, and our homework assignments will be fun. Schedule your free consultation today. Call Prolong Medical Center at 435-375-5000. That's 435-375-5000. Together, we'll make a difference in your life.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The horses were tall. I caught a good one. It looked like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the Badlands of New Mexico.
Hi there, welcome back. That's a way back, right? Marty Robbins, El Paso. Welcome back. I have great memories of Carl Lamar and Investigator Dave singing this on the air, by the way. I think it was for a Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, I loved it. It sounded great, too. Welcome back to the show. I've got Melissa on today, and we're talking about informed consent. This is such an important show, and I just needed to tell you, oh, my gosh, if you don't have Balance of Nature yet, I don't know why you don't, please go get it, and please order extra so you have it. It'll keep. But I'm telling you, Balance of Nature is fantastic. It's a great food supplement. They're so massively screwing with our food supply right now and our nutrients in our food supply and our bodies and everything else. Everything is compromising health right now. But Balance of Nature is one thing you can count on to bolster up your health and immunity. please go and order it. I don't know else. I don't even know what else to say other than what, why haven't you? 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Give your body a fighting chance. Get over to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate, just like with my pillow, put in the code Kate. It's always the same code. And you'll get 35% off and free shipping. They'll send it out immediately. Start taking it immediately. Three veggie caps, three fruit caps. There's also an apple fiber spice drink that tastes delicious that you can actually take with it. And with all of that is the most nutrients packed into anything I've ever seen in a food supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com. I am telling you, it's amazing. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, hey, here's another little wormhole to find down.
Sure.
Isn't it unique that the Gates Foundation is in this again? And he's going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, after 27 years of marriage, he's had a relationship with this other woman that was his ex-girlfriend for that whole time. In fact, that ex-girlfriend approved his marriage to Melinda Gates.
Hmm.
So it's not a case of he's having an affair and she's upset with it, because he's been doing it the whole time.
Right.
I believe it's she's finally seeing the truth and saying, I got to get out of this somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm married to a depopulationist monster and I need to flee. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Thank you for that. That was my first thought, actually, when all that came out. So about their divorce. Anyway, I'm down those same holes. Believe me, rabbit holes. I just also wanted to mention, as we're talking about this, I did a very, very important show. If you missed it on Monday, I talked about a smallpox cure. And if everybody could spend $20 and go online and order the tincture of that plant that I talked about, that in the 1850s, they said this is, you know, a cure. I actually think they're going to unleash smallpox. I really do. And so do many, many, many of my guests that I have on the show, many doctors too. Their gut feeling is they're going to do this. And they've actually been touting in articles that Russia, oh, that darn Russia, they're going to make sure we all have this. And they started these articles in 2018. So they might blame Russia, you know, they might blame them. And I'm just telling you, go to Monday's podcast and get that information. It's very, very important. This is a plant that's made into a tincture. You can actually order online right now. Okay, Melissa, back here with informed consent.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's talk about the foundational kind of documents that we need to be aware of and know about. For one, informed consent is one of those principles that came out of, at least initially, out of the Nuremberg trials. The Nazis who were doing illicit experiments on human beings, you know, we've all read about Dr. Mengele. So during the Nuremberg trials, what comes out of that is something called the Nuremberg Code. And Article 7 of the Convention on Human Rights Guidelines by the Council for the International Organizations of Medical Services and the United Nations World Health Organization, they made experimentation on people without their consent, which is what the Nazis were doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a violation of international law. So it was, that issue was revisited again in 1964 with the protocols of the declaration at Helsinki. And then again in 1974, after the Tuskegee information came to light, because we can't ever have just one law to address the problem. So the United States created the Belmont Report, is about standards in the U.S. for national research.
Hmm.
That's what we're operating under right now. But the Belmont Report outlines three fundamental principles. There should be respect for people, respect for persons, beneficence, and justice.
Okay.
So I want you to think about the current situation with the non-vaccine being rolled out right now, and ask yourself if these things are happening. So respect for persons doctrine is that individuals should be treated as autonomous, meaning they are independent in mind and judgment, and individuals with diminished autonomy or subject populations must be protected. So vulnerable populations include children, prisoners, pregnant women, people who are mentally incapacitated, individuals with cognitive disorders, Additionally, anyone who is decisionally impaired or a subordinate individual, for example, students or employees, are considered vulnerable and should not be candidates for forcible study inclusion.
Interesting.
Now, if I just stop and think for a minute, have universities who say you can't come here unless you have the vaccine, have they violated that? A company who says you can't work here unless you take the vaccine, because the vaccine is, by the pharmaceutical companies' mouths themselves, experimental.
Yeah. Women are told not to take it if you want to have a family. What does that tell everybody? It says it on the fact sheet. I can't make this up.
That Fauci has already been out in the public saying he wants to give the vaccine to babies as young as 6 months, starting in September.
Oh, it makes me want to throw up. I want to literally throw up when I hear this because there are people stupid enough to do this. Oh, okay. Sorry.
By the way, obtaining informed consent does not just mean you sign a form. If you go to the vaccine clinic, and I don't know this because I haven't been to one, do they just have you sign your name? And are they judging that as informed consent? What informed consent means when you sign the form?
Because that's just consent. That's just consent. What does informed mean? Right?
You have to have a process of information exchange that includes a question and answer session and the subject's affirmative agreement to participate. So you have to have all of the risks, all of the benefits, all of the dosing, all of the everything explained to you on the front end. You don't just roll down the window of your car and stick your arm out, sign a form, and drive away.
Right.
That would not be informed consent. Now, I know that when my kids were little and we were at the pediatrician and getting, you know, measles vaccines or whatever, they give you an information sheet.
Right.
And is that really informed consent?
Not really.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Why don't they ask you questions about what you know about it? That would be interesting. I mean, at least it's a little more informed.
That is what they are supposed to do. The person who is enrolling you into the research project is supposed to have a dialogue with you. Do you understand the risks? Do you understand, you know, that you may only be getting a placebo? You may not be getting anything at all. You know, who is that being explained?
Exactly. Exactly.
And I know when for me, I have refused vaccines for my children with their pediatrician. And I read through the information sheet they gave me. And I said, you know, my children do not meet any of the criteria for needing this. For example, my children have not traveled outside the country. My children at age 7 are not sexually active. Mm-hmm. My children, you know, they don't need this vaccine.
Right.
We'll revisit this later in case those situations change. And my pediatrician said, okay, bless
him.
Amazing. Okay. So that's one, that's the respect for persons. The beneficence doctrine is the risks of research must be justified by potential benefits and the risks must be minimized to the extent possible.
Okay.
You have to have a greater probability. You have to be able to weigh the risk and the probability of potential harm against anticipated benefit. Mm-hmm. So have they done that with COVID? Maybe, maybe not. I think there's a lot of talk about misinformation. Every time I see the little Facebook disclaimer, this vaccine has been tested, and I'm like, that is not factual.
That's not true. It did not go through 5 to 7 years of animal studies and then human testing. It didn't. And the thing is this, I always know if somebody has not done their homework, if they say, well, I researched it and decided to do it. The only thing they could offer up that would convince me that they actually did that is if they said, I'm the research and I'm okay with it. Because you are the research. You can't conduct research. You are the research. If you can pony that statement up, then I know you did your homework. And then you can walk into an experimental shot being an idiot. But as far as that goes, if you don't say that to me, then I know you didn't do your homework. Because you're in an experiment till 2023 and they admit it.
Well, one of the other pieces of this that I think is really, really interesting, are we, when you roll down your window at the vaccine clinic and you stick your arm out of your car and they do the jab in your arm, have you had specific procedures for reporting adverse events, including death, explained to you? Do you know how to do that? Ooh. Everyone I know that's taken it has complained and whined on Facebook. Oh, I had the worst headache I've ever had in my whole life for 3 days. Oh, I felt rotten. I had to take a couple days off work.
Those should all be
being reported as adverse events.
Look at the clip I just played. She was told you'd have a sore arm, maybe a fever, maybe a cold. They weren't told about all the other side effects in the 1976 flu. That's why she had a case, because they weren't told. They were only told, "Oh, it's typical. Oh, it's just a vaccine. You'll have a little sore arm." That was all they were told, right?
Right.
That's what she just said in the clip.
And a lot of people that I know, or at least several, more than one or two, that have taken the jab have said, "Oh, I didn't have any side effects, except I had this weird rash, but that wasn't from that."
No, that was just, you know, something spontaneous.
I don't know why. Yeah. So very, very, very strange stuff going on. It needs to be explained to you that you have the right to withdraw at any time from the experiment. Now that means all the people, you know, they're working on your booster shot coming up this fall too, because those of you that have already taken the first two are not going to, they're not going to leave you alone. This is a cash cow, folks, for the pharmaceutical companies. So you're going to have to take boosters. Can you withdraw? And by the way, if they've changed your DNA, how do you withdraw from that?
You can't reverse it. That's why I'm just think people are nuts. They're crazy to just, "Oh, sounds good. I evaded COVID all year, but I'm so in fear for my life that I'm going to go take this." It's kind of amazing, actually. I'm stunned every time I hear somebody go, "Well, I wanted to go on vacation." I'm like, "What? You sold your body out, your health for a vacation? Hope that vacation's great." Jeez.
Well, before we leave the topic, too, let's talk a little bit about how medical and pharmaceutical fraud is perpetrated. They have a self-feeding cycle in which they do this kind of illicit experimentation on vulnerable populations of people who don't know what's happening
Friendly
to them.
Reminder, mm-hmm.
Oops, sorry
and
about
then
that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They circle around by saying, "Okay, now we're going to publish our results in peer-reviewed journals."
Mm-hmm.
But that is a very self-serving, conflict of interest laden job, because if I don't give your journal article a good review, you're going to skewer me later.
Right.
They do not tolerate anyone stepping outside the box. They don't want whistleblowers. They don't want critical thinkers. They don't want anyone to say, "Hey, wait a minute, look what they did to Judy Mikovits."
Yeah. So true. Yeah, you're right. And
so
they do.
Peer reviewed means less and less to me.
It does to me too. Absolutely. Because the peer reviewed ones that they don't like are the ones they're going, "Oh, well, that wasn't that, you know, the papers from Stanford, all of those things that came out. Oh, well, we don't really like that peer reviewed. Look at this peer reviewed. This one's good. That one's bad." I mean, they're picking and choosing. So what does it even matter anymore? It doesn't.
What should make us really, really angry too,
mm-hmm.
is that we are funding this research with our tax dollars.
We are. We're funding our own guinea pig research of us. It's astounding. I love this. Thank you for all that great information, Melissa. Wow. A lot of food for thought there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Isn't Melissa great? And of course, Susan's up next. Stay with us. We have so many things to cover, you can't even believe. The news is just insane. And of course, katedallyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show, katedallyradio.com. You can get all the recorded podcasts of the live show you're listening to now. Over 2 million served. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's an awesome product. I've got my uncle on it, my mom on it. I've got four or five of my best friends from high school on it. They all have their own little story to tell about this product. So kudos, it's just an amazing product.
I'm a food delivery driver. I drive semis and I unload up to 1,000 cases of food by hand every day. And what this has done for me, it has been my attention span, my energy, and my focus. I can just feel it in my body.
At Balance of Nature, customer success is our success. Let's hear from some of our employees.
I love the fact that I can come to my job every day and help our customers achieve the health goals that they want to attain. Every time I hear a success story, it brings a smile to my face and automatically improves my mood. Customer success is our success. And that just makes me very happy when I hear that they are succeeding on their health goals.
Come and grow with us. Apply today by going to balanceofnature.com/careers.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.